Genesis, chapter 25. And Abraham took another wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bore him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Madon, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Jokshan begot Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Asherim, and Letashim, and Lumim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Ephur, and Hanach, and Abida, and Eldah. All these were the sons of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But to the sons of the concubines, that Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts. And he sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward, to the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 175 years. And Abraham gave up the ghost, and died in a good old age, old and satisfied, and was gathered to his people. And Isaac and Ishmael his sons buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre. The field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham, that God blessed Isaac his son. And Isaac dwelt by Beer Lahai Roy. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's slave, bore to Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to their generations, the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam. And Mishma, and Duma, and Massa. Hadid, and Tema, Jetor, Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their villages, and by their encampments. 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered to his people. And they stayed from Havilah to Shur that is before Egypt, as you go toward Assyria. He settled across from all his brothers. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian, to be his wife. And Isaac entreated Yahweh for his wife, because she was barren. And Yahweh was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife became pregnant. And the sons struggled together inside her. And she said, "If it is so, why is this happening to me?" And she went to inquire of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from inside you. And the one people will be stronger than the other people. And the elder will serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, look, there were twins in her womb. And the first came forth red, all over like a hairy garment. And they named him Esau. And after that came forth his brother, and his hand had a hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. And the boys grew. And Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a quiet man, dwelling in tents. Now Isaac loved Esau, because he ate of his venison. And Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob boiled pottage. And Esau came in from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray you, with that same red pottage. For I am faint." Therefore his name was called Edom. And Jacob said, "First sell me your birthright." And Esau said, "Look, I am about to die. And what profit will the birthright be to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me first." And he swore to him. And he sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he ate and drank, and rose up, and went his way. So Esau despised his birthright.